Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. For the benefit of the live streaming, I will announce the hymns throughout the service. The printed order on the white sheet contains the liturgy, and there are some responsive sections. We begin with hymn 463, Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us and has given His only Son to die for us, and for His sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on His name, He gives power to become the children of God and has promised them His Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen.
The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Alleluia. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. Alleluia. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Alleluia. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. Alleluia.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Hymn 155, This is the Feast.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant to your faithful people, rescued from the peril of everlasting death, perpetual gladness and eternal joys, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for the third Sunday of Easter, Good Shepherd Sunday, is recorded in the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 34. Thus says the Lord God, indeed I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valleys, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pasture, and their fold shall be on the high mountains. There they shall lie down in a good fold and feed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord. I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong and feed them in judgment. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
The epistle is recorded in the Apostle Peter's first letter, chapter 2. To this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us stand to hear the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia! The Lord was known to them in the breaking of bread. Alleluia! I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. Alleluia!
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not a shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock and one shepherd. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us confess the faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Hymn 709, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. You may be seated. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the Holy Gospel for this Sunday, Jesus began his words to the disciples by saying, I am the Good Shepherd. This Sunday is perhaps the most beloved Sunday in the church year. It is Good Shepherd Sunday. I remember when I was a kid, the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, didn't make sense to me. Because if he's my shepherd, what do you mean, I shall not want him? But of course it means, since the Lord is my shepherd, therefore I lack for nothing. I think of all of the 150 Psalms, the 23rd Psalm is perhaps the most well-known. In the old King James English, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I was glad to know it by heart on many occasions, especially when the lights in the hospital room were so low that I couldn't see. And sometimes it is true that in the darkness of our lives, it's the light of those words which we have learned by heart from childhood that are the most comforting. I am the Good Shepherd, Jesus said. The first two words of the 23rd Psalm, the Lord, and the first two words in the Gospel for today, I am, mean the same thing. They mean that Jesus is God, God in the flesh, the Lord, the one who created the heavens and the earth, and the one who redeemed creation with his blood. Throughout John's Gospel, we hear Jesus saying things like this. I am the bread of life. Now, the emphasis I'm doing deliberately. I am the bread of life. But bread of life, that means he is the source of life. If we eat of him, we have life. Apart from him, we do not have life. Or, I am the light of the world. In the midst of the darkness of this world, the evil and the sin and the corruption and the rebellion against God, he is the light of forgiveness and God's love, which illuminates the darkness of our sin. Or, I am the door. What does that mean? It means he is entrance into fellowship and holy communion with God. Or, one you know well, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Or, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Which means that every word of God in the scriptures finds its fulfillment in Jesus. He is the way of life and salvation with the Father. And then, of course, there is the arguing Jews who contended with Jesus, and he said to them very simply, before Abraham was, I am. Now all of these I ams take us back to the burning bush. That bush that burned with a fire that did not consume the bush. And the Lord himself was in the flame, calling Moses to be redeemer of his people, the children of Israel, from the bondage to sin. I am who I am, he said. I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am the eternal God of salvation, and I have come to redeem my people Israel. This is who our Savior is. He is God, the Son of the Father. And He is our shepherd. He is our shepherd. That means He cares for us, both temporally and spiritually. He provides for us. And He does so from the moment of our conception to the last breath that we breathe, even when we don't realize it. He feeds us. He protects us. And He calls us into the fellowship of His church, the flock. And there, through His precious word and sacrament, He forgives and He comforts and He bestows upon us the gift of eternal life. Every temporal and spiritual blessing comes from Him. The great I Am, who is our good shepherd, the great I Am, who created the universe, and the great I Am, who, when we rebelled against God, took upon Himself our sin and redeemed us with His blood. I Am. This is who our Savior is. Oh, that we might learn to believe this. If God is for us in Christ, and He is, who can be against us? No one. Our good shepherd is God. There is no one greater than He. Now, in the gospel for today, Jesus also says at the beginning that He is not a hireling who doesn't care for the sheep. He's not a hired hand who doesn't own the sheep. No, He purchased the flock with His own blood. That's what redemption is all about. He's not in it for Himself. He's not tending the sheep like a hired hand just to collect a paycheck, and in the first sign of danger, He splits. He doesn't run away. No, our good shepherd loves the sheep. And that, too, is a wild concept, isn't it? I mean, I have raised cows, and I've had great affection for them, so to speak. I could say I love cows. I especially love them when they're sitting on my grill in a nice steak. But that's not what it means here when it says that Jesus loves His sheep. He loves us with a sacrificial love. When He sees the wolf coming, an image of Satan, He grabs that dirty bugger by the throat, He muzzles its jaws closed, and then He crushes its skull. The good shepherd died on Golgotha, Skull Hill, because by His death He vanquished Satan's power and He redeemed us with His blood. Oh, to be sure, He was scratched and He was gnawed and He was bit in His suffering and death, but He did not care about what happened to Himself, because He loved the sheep, because He loved you. He was willing to endure all of that on your behalf. Let that sink in deeply. Which leads us to that portion of the gospel which is at the heart of Good Shepherd Sunday. I am the Good Shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep. This is the heart of the gospel. The Good Shepherd loves by giving His life for the sheep. He went to the cross willingly. Nobody took His life from Him. He willingly laid down His life for us, and not for us only, but for a world of sinners. The love of Jesus for sinners, like you and me, who could not save themselves, that's what the gospel is all about. Oh, that we might learn to believe this. He doesn't die simply for those people who you think are the good people. But I'm not a very good person, so He didn't die for me. No. He doesn't die for people who have no problems, or for people who are never afraid, or for people who are not sick, or for people who have gotten a divorce or have made a wreck out of their lives. He doesn't die for people who have no sin. If you don't have sin, then He cannot be your Savior. He dies for sinners. He dies for people who do not know what to do tomorrow, who do not know what the future holds and who are terrified to death at the contemplation of what it might be. He calls all of us, poor and helpless sinners, like sheep, into his flock, the church, and we learn to hear his voice. It is a word of mercy and comfort and grace, the likes of which we hear nowhere else. He calls us into his flock, the church, that he might love us and care for us and nurture us by the sweet words of the gospel and by the gifts of his holy sacraments. This is the message we need to hear and believe and trust in more than anything else right now, because it teaches us how to live under the cross of suffering. When God permits things to enter our world, like we're experiencing now, that show us how helpless and powerless we really are, I shall say something that you will find hard to believe, but it is true. He does so because he loves us. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. He does so because he loves us, just like mom and dad, when we were growing up, allowed us to experience at times the foolishness of our bad choices, the consequences of our naughtiness, of actions that we knew we should not have done, but we did them anyway. And in allowing us to experience such things, they demonstrated their love for us, that we might learn the truth, that we might learn how much we need them. And the same is true for God. They loved us enough, our parents did, to enable us to fall. And yet, they took no pleasure in the pain we experienced. And neither does God. But sometimes we need to experience what life is really like without God. It ends in loneliness and death, a true separation from God that never ends. It is true that things like famine and pestilence and disease and hardship are a manifestation of God's judgment upon a sinful world. But so is the cross. So is the cross. Jesus' death upon the cross is the ultimate judgment for man's rebellion. It is the ultimate outpouring of God's wrath and condemnation according to the law. But the death of Jesus, as bitter and horrible and miserable as it was for him, was the ultimate manifestation of God's love for us. There, upon the cross, he bore all of our sin. He bore all of our death. He bore all of our sicknesses and all of our suffering in order to restore us to God by the ultimate act of sacrificial love. Oh, that we might learn to believe this and to trust in this. That's what the Gospel of John is all about. It's a lovely thing. We've been hearing the Gospel of John on Good Friday, on Easter morning, with Mary Magdalene being the first to see the Lord Jesus, holding on to his body. On Easter night last week in the upper room, peace be with you. Thomas allowed to touch his side and his hands. And now today, the Good Shepherd Sunday. And the Apostle John said on Easter in his testimony that these things are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name, because this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith in Christ that lays hold of him, the Son of God in the flesh, who gave himself for us and is our good shepherd. In the gospel for today, Jesus said, "Other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock and one shepherd." I'm quite confident that the disciples didn't have a clue what Jesus was talking about when he talked about other sheep and that he must call them also. They would go into foreign lands and they would preach the gospel to people whom they did not know and whose languages they did not know. But they would become one flock, hearing the voice of the shepherd. And he has not abandoned us, nor left us alone. Our good shepherd is in the midst of his flock, tending us with his word and spirit. And wonder of wonders, one of the comforts we have today is though we are separated from our brothers and sisters, sometimes in this country, but also our brothers and sisters in the faith overseas, we are nonetheless joined together by faith in the Holy Spirit as we are gathered at the altar, as we hear his word and receive his supper. God has not abandoned us or left us alone. Here at the altar of the Lord, we will be joined with angels and archangels and all of the company who have gone before us and now rest from their labors in the veil of tears. They are singing with us today, and we will sing with them with feeble voices. We remember the words of the great hymn writer of For All the Saints. It is a blessed communion, a fellowship divine. We on earth feebly struggle, they in glory shine, yet all are one in thee, Lord Jesus, for all are thine. We look forward to the resurrection of the body from the dead. And our good shepherd says to us today, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. He is your good and faithful shepherd, and he loves you more than he loves himself. If God is for us in Christ, who can be against us? Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Let us stand for prayer. Of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. For all who have been baptized at the still waters of the font, especially those celebrating baptismal birthdays this week, Mary Lou Heisey, David Uttenreither, Rachel Furking, Lauren Knorr, Andrew Stauber, and Mark Thoney, that they would remain in the green pastures of the church where they want for nothing, and have their souls restored as their good shepherd ever cares for their every spiritual and temporal need. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all pastors in Christ, especially Matthew, our synod president, John, our district president, all under shepherds of the good shepherd, that through their preaching and teaching, we would be led in the paths of righteousness for the sake of Christ's name. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the members of our flock and all Christians everywhere, that we would receive strength to resist temptation and sin, fearing no evil as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, knowing that our good shepherd is with us to heal and comfort us. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the gift of holy matrimony, and on this occasion of the anniversaries of Mark and Holly, Pat and Sharon, Eric and Kayla, Bill and Marlene, Mike and Angie, Gary and Chris, that they would be filled with their Savior's love, drawing strength from his grace to be faithful to each other as husbands and wives. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those whom God has placed in authority over us, especially Donald, our president, Tony, our governor, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws, that they would be protected and work prudently in their response to this pandemic and for the general welfare of the nation, Serve with integrity and honor in all tasks, and seek the common good. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the sick and suffering, for the lonely and unemployed, and for all who have requested our prayers, especially Jeremy, struggling with ALS, Mason Perez, recovering from a heart transplant surgery, and who has returned home from the hospital. Walter, suffering with an inoperable tumor, David in rehab for a brain injury, Pat, recovering from a back injury, Carl from hip surgery, and Kurt in hospice care. That they would be well cared for and restored to health and grace, to accept their time of tribulation with courage and hope, knowing that they always remain in their Good Shepherd's loving arms. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the family of Peg Przewicki, daughter of Marge Trimberger, who mourn her death, that they would be comforted by the gospel of their Savior and the promise of the resurrection to eternal life, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who come to the table of their Lord and Shepherd this morning, that they would receive the holy sacrament of his true body and blood in sincere faith and to the eternal nourishment of their souls, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Hymn 719, I Leave All Things to God's Direction. You may be seated. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Let
us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, grant us thy peace. Amen. You may come to the Lord's table, couples and families kneel together. Body of Christ given for you. The 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 body of Christ given for you. Blood of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The blood
blood of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, in the true faith, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, in the true faith, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, in the true faith, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come. In the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood, keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 692, Praise to You and Adoration.